When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is this Mammoth? It sure is. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. The woman from, this woman who, you'll never know her name, but you know who she is. If you've ever seen the movie Jaws, she is the woman who, her and the dude, in the very opening scene, are running away from the bonfire, and they're going to go, she wants to go skinny dipping. She's running like a gazelle, peeling off her clothes like as she gets to the water. He's wasted.
Oh,
he's trying to pull his clothes off. He falls and ends up passing out in the sand. She goes out skinny dipping. So all you see is the silhouette of her swimming at night, you know, under the moonlight, and because the shark... And then, you know, she's swimming and all of a sudden she feels something. There's like a bump and she goes under real quick. And then next thing you know, she is the first shark attack. She is the first victim of Jaws. And the whole movie kind of takes off, you know, from there. And her name is Susan, I want to say Backlinie. B-A-C-K-L-I-N-I-E. She just passed away at 77 years old. But the idea that popped into my head was, I think we can count on one hand the amount of opening scenes that you can remember the way you can remember that scene.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, like, yeah. But also, I want to mention, while we're bringing her up, she was a mermaid at WikiWatchy.
Yeah. That's what she said. She wasn't. Spielberg didn't want an actress. He wanted a stunt person. And it turns out that she was a swimmer, played a mermaid, like all the stuff that was going on. For she was an animal trainer, a mermaid, a swimmer. Like, she just checked off all these boxes.
That's great.
And their stunt person found her. She ended up getting the gig. Like, she had no idea what she was getting into. She just knew she had this opportunity, and she went and she took it. And again, it's like, how cool is that? Because you know, you're in this gigantic, historic movie, yet you can still walk through Times Square in the middle of rush hour and be fine.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, I mean, I have no idea if that ended up being enough money to, like, live your life. I think she did a couple other acting roles or something like that, but nothing.
You wouldn't
nothing,
think so.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But
she's also on the poster and, you know, the box and the everything that's sold. It's not just the shark.
Right.
With, you know, Jaws, you would think the shark would be the thing. It's the shark and her, this little naked woman at the top of the water with the space and the shark making its way up. Like, she's the other person. Like, she's the co-star of that opening scene and of everything marketed for Jaws. We thought that was the coolest movie poster because she was naked.
Right.
We couldn't see any body parts. But
exactly. It was a figurine of a naked woman swimming and the shark just coming right up like towards her.
Yeah, maybe you got the shape of the boob, maybe.
And it turns out, do you remember there was a part where the shark was just kind of dragging her from side to side? That was like six guys on shore. She was tied to these like ropes.
What?
Oh.
And at six, and it was like on go, they would drag it one way. So she was out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it was, hold on.
Gotta be a better way.
I know, right?
I'll tell you in a second.
I got these rope burns, but at least I got my $17 a day.
Here's how they did it. There were some pilings about 50 yards out on the beach, and they ran cables all the way from the beach out to those pilings in two different shifts. And then they put me between the two pilings, and they had guys on the beach, about five or six on each cable. And we marked lines on the beach, and they would pull me right to the edge of the frame on either side, and the guys would just run back and forth from mark to mark.
Better way.
Oh, my God.
That's how that happened.
Well, wait. They attached her to the cable? Like, what did she have, like, belts on under the water?
And they would
pull her?
And they would just pull, you know, violently pull her.
So she's shocked by which way. She doesn't know which way she's going next and how hard or whatever.
Right.
So
back problems later in life, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All because of one scene, one time.
I was just thinking, you know, it's like, okay, that is like one of, to me, one of the most memorable. And the other thing I thought of, and this is, you know, in Brett's wheelhouse, stop me if I'm wrong, is the opening scroll on Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the long time ago in a galaxy memorable. Far, far away, and that whole right. scroll that's been ripped off a million times by this point.
Right. It has.
Yeah, you know, but the actual movie itself, like Star Wars A New Hope, after you get past that scroll, that actual opening scene is memorable as well, where you have the, you know, it pans to that giant Star Destroyer chasing the little ship, and then they take over the ship that has Princess Leia on it, and then you have all the...
it's the whole setup, right?
The whole rebellion getting ready to, you know,
but you don't
fight.
You don't think the scroll is part of the... Well, I mean,
it's in every
movie?
Single Star Wars. It's part of it, sure. But the actual opening scene.
Yeah.
You know, it's a memorable opening scene. Right. So then you had the rebellion getting ready to defend their tiny little ship. And then, boom, doors open. Stormtroopers come in, kill everybody pretty much, while Princess Leia is giving R2-D2 the little message, and C-3PO, and they're hiding, and then the first appearance of Darth Vader, and he just comes through that screen. You're like, what the hell is this? Who is that?
And that's the first minute or two, right?
Right. And help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. That's all like in the first few minutes, and then...
you lost me.
I know.
Which part?
I remember the... You know, I remember the ship that you were talking about slowly moving across. But
right,
the and then they stuff, take I'm over not saying that the ship, other stuff didn't happen. I just the don't theater. Remember it. Like I remember that part. Yeah. Like I remember the scroll and that ship.
I think the only other one, like I'm searching my brain for like an opening. And Saving Private Ryan is the only one I can think of. Which is just it was so shocking.
Right,
it was them trying to that was hit the other the beach one. And everybody dying. It was horrendous.
Right,
but it was. Yeah. You know, but it was the thing that was talked about when the movie came out was you got to see the opening scene and the water's bloody and their bodies all over the beach and these guys. And it seemed like 6 guys out of 1,000 made it through the German guns to get to underneath the gun to try to blow it up. You know, just that opening was horrific.
Right.
What about the first, you know, not in the same, in any way, shape or form near the historical importance like you just said, but what about the first scene in the very, very, very first screen where it's Drew Barrymore and this is a big movie, so we're thinking Drew Barrymore is going to be in this movie and then next thing you know, homegirl's dead and you just the last thing anybody expected for her to die and for it to happen that soon and it just came out immediately.
Yeah, but that's a great one too. Yeah.
What movie was that?
Scream.
Oh, you said Scream. I'm sorry. I was waiting. Okay. Oh.
Hello, Sydney.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right, but the movies that we're talking about, I mean, Scream,
there's like 75 of them now.
Right. And how do I say it? Like, it doesn't, you know, Jaws is iconic. Star Wars is iconic. Saving Private Ryan, iconic. I don't know if...
One of these things doesn't belong here.
Right. Scream is...
You think Scream is iconic?
I don't know. That particular opening, Goodfellas, is another...
What I remember from Goodfellas was him, like, a shot of Henry Hill as a kid... throwing like a Molotov cocktail. It's like ever since I was a kid, all I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Right.
Like that's what I remember from the opening scene.
It started
off.
Is
that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's part of that, but leading up to that, the movie starts with the Ray Liotta and the guys driving in the car with Billy Batts, at the time you don't know who it is, but it's the scene that's later in the movie where he's in the trunk. And then they're hearing the noise and they pull over and they're, you know, so they stab them and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it goes into ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a gangster.
That's how it opens,
and then it goes into that, whole retro part.
I don't remember that part with Billy Batson in the trunk being in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gotta go check it out.
And then it goes back later on.
Yeah.
And then you find out why that scene.
I just found out something horrific over the weekend. My wife hasn't seen The Godfather.
Your wife?
Yikes.
You gave me all that crap about not seeing it.
Oh. I'm well aware.
Yeah,
I'm well aware. I just found out the other day.
How is she never?
I don't know. And we're going to the Godfather house in a couple of weeks. She's like, I should probably watch. It came up. We were out for Mother's Day. We were out for Mother's Day. I just assumed.
How would she know?
Right. So we're out for Mother's Day, and her aunt and uncle were there, and her aunt was asking about the trip coming up, and... said, she's like, what are you guys doing? I said, we're going to here's where we're staying. We're going to Godfather House. And Nicole turns around and goes, I guess I have to see the movie before we leave. And me and her aunt, her aunt and I were like, what? We both looked at her like she had 10 heads.
The woman who's seen Joe versus the Volcano 8 times.
100 times.
Has never seen The Godfather.
Correct.
Once.
This is correct. So important, JP.
She's getting, just so you know, Monica, she's getting the same treatment you got.
Okay. Well, I mean, please be nice to her. However, this is so important right now. Now that you know this, when are you going to watch it with her? But you
of
can't
course.
Tell. Okay,
absolutely.
but you can't. Oh, wait till this scene comes up,
or say
the lines
no.
as they happen. You can't do that. You also no. can't get mad at her if she's not reacting how you want her to react.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
What are the odds that she's not going to like this movie?
I can't see her not liking the movie.
Okay.
Has she watched similar movies that you know of?
Has she watched Goodfellas?
That she likes?
You know what, dude?
Maybe not.
I'm finding out she might not be the woman I thought I married.
If I was betting, I'm going to say she hates it. She's going to find it too long and hates it.
And then you're going to get annoyed with her for wanting to stop watching it or for not being like, you know, as happy about it as you were.
Will she think it's too violent?
She was all in when we were trying to make up the stuff that we were going to do while we're there. She was all in on going to the Godfather House.
I mean, because it's...
That's another reason why I just assumed...
Oh boy.
She understands what the Godfather is and how it's important to you and how she'd be happy to be there with you. But
between
I don't.
Her father and you, how has she never seen The Godfather?
Right.
How's that never happened?
Right.
Oh.
It used to be her father's ringtone.
Oh no.
The music from The Godfather used to be my father-in-law's ringtone.
Right.
Yes.
If I have any input, which I know I don't.
That's great.
I would honestly, because I've done both, I would say read the book. It's so much better than the movie. Yeah,
that's not happening.
Okay, all right.
She's got two kids, a career, everything else. She's not reading that book.
All right.
It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, but now I need to know.
How shocking is this?
Dude, it was, again, I can't believe I didn't tell you. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was at dinner. At dinner, that's all.
You guys married 20-something years? 22?
20. This year, I think, is 20. We got married in 2001. So, yeah, this is 23 years.
And how did it never come up and you don't know?
Don't
like, you know everything about her.
You would think.
That's crazy.
I thought I did.
Since you found this out, if you decided to get a divorce based on that alone and you had the divorce hearings in Long Island in your neighborhood or whatever.
Long Island, Monica. On Long Island. You're not in an island. You're on it. Go ahead.
You're going to a tunnel. You're going to go in an island.
Right.
Uh-huh. What are the odds the judge would side with you and say, you know what, lady, that's on you. You owe him palimony.
It all depends on his last name.
Right. If it's like
his last DiTolo. Name is like, if it's like Jocalone, I'm in. If it's like Lipschitz, I don't have a shot.
That's the tone, my God. I can't.
You know? That's the truth. You're asking questions. I'm giving you answers.
Judge Ito would not nearly be as sympathetic to the situation.
No.
As Judge Romano.
Right. 100%. See, Monica, you can get angry, but even he knows this. Why do you get so upset?
It's cultural sensitivities.
Then here's the deal. You need to, like, here's how I live my life. I don't ask questions I don't want answers
to. Yeah, you're right. I did ask.
What about my answer bothers you?
But know this, Monica. Definitely there could be a Judge Ito who's like, oh, I can't believe she doesn't know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And you just assume this whole exclusive. Time.
But you asked a silly question. I gave you a silly answer.
Right, silly
and
answer.
You get upset.
Right.
All right. I'm not upset. I just
you're a little upset.
I just wish that it would have been.
A little bit.
I know your wish.
You wish what? What things?
The thing is, we're not all generic. We do have separate things that could be different.
Life wasn't the way it is. Is that what you wish?
Kind of.
Me too. Me too. But it's the cards we've been dealt.
That's it.
So we got to make the best of that. Real quick before we do top 10 list, Richard's been holding on line one. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to give you a little fun fact about the Jaws opening scene. The woman that screams, actually the animatronic malfunction and clamped down on her leg, breaking her leg. That was a real scream that she let out.
Stop.
You know,
are you kidding?
There are so many stories
so
about this that have gotten out there, urban legend. And I don't know, I'm not saying you're wrong, but there was a whole thing where her rib was broken and all that other stuff. Not true.
Really?
Just the leg. Her leg was broken because the animatronic cracked down on it. But that was a true deal. You can probably Google that and find it.
She refuted the rumor that she'd broken a rib while filming, but admitted it was extremely grueling process. Quote, we would film. So she doesn't, like, they asked her about the rumor about a rib. She doesn't answer, no, I broke my leg. You would think she would if that was true. You know?
Well, I remember seeing something on TV about it.
Why I think it's one of those things where there might be a handful of urban legends. I do know they had a lot of problems with the shark.
The shark's name was Bruce.
Because
I wonder why.
I think you were. I think they were supposed to see at some point. You were originally supposed to see the shark, but then they were having problems with it.
Worked out.
I keep saying Seinfeld. Spielberg decided it would be even scarier if you never saw.
Yeah, he's right.
You know,
he is right.
She ate Pop Rocks and soda and died. That's what I heard.
Oh yeah,
true fact.
Of course, that's what happened.
Is it Pop Rocks and soda or Mentos and soda?
It was Pop Rocks. It was the same. Same as Mikey the Life Kid cereal.
Yep. Right.
That's how he died.
Yep.
That's true. That's the only one.
They were
true.
Together. They were together at the time. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
All right. So here we go. We got the
R.I.P. that lady.
Top 10 list. Monica, hold on to your socks. Okay. Top 10 most annoying personality traits.
Oh.
Top 10. Now, this is not a person who chews with their mouth open. They're just morons, but it's not a personality thing, you know? They're just horrible, soulless people.
I see.
The ones that chew with their mouths open.
Right.
Terrible people.
Personality
Personality traits.
People who are selfish.
Number 8.
Oh, awesome.
Number 8.
A lot of that.
A good one.
Wait, what did you just say? I'm sorry.
Raj said selfish.
Selfish? Okay.
I thought you were joking.
No, I didn't. Selfish. What about doesn't pick up on social cues? That'll drive me nuts. Like social cues, like in public places, like
the conversation's over, stop talking.
Yeah. Or like just when I, you know, just there's just generalities in public in a group, you just know.
No.
Okay, Brett. That was the rudest.
I waited a while.
You did.
Thank you.
That was solid though.
Brett, you want in?
Of course I do. How about laziness?
Lazy is number 6.
Damn right it is.
All right. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. The phone numbers, the top 10 most annoying personality traits. Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Top 10 list is underway. We'll start as soon as we get back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.